Today is November 10th, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Sale of block in Aberdeen is deal reported. The largest real estate deal in several weeks was reported yesterday, being the sale of property at the corner of Wishkaw and Broadway, 100 feet frontage on the former and 120 feet on the latter, by Drs. A.S. Austin to Ralph Wade of Tacoma and Harry Andrews of Aberdeen for a price said to be about $32,000. The lot has a frame building formerly used as a hospital by Dr. Austin, and more recently as a rooming house. Mr. Andrews declared that a business block will be constructed on the property early next year, the present building to be either torn down or moved away. Mr. Wade, out of town party to the deal, has become impromptu with prospects of harbor investments for the immediate future, it was stated. In other news, rousing send-off given football team at Depot. Hoquiam High School's 17 football players, Coach W.M. Rocky, and manager John Walsh, and a very large open-faced grin, hoping the body of mascot Oscar Erickson, were given a rousing send-off at the Union Station yesterday noon by several hundred students and adults. It was the most hearty and sincere farewell given a body of local persons at the station since the last groups went away to war. As was proper, there was plenty of noise and pep for a half hour to leave an impression that will last the Gridiron Warriors for many days. Principal Forrest G. Murdoch said all the players were in good condition. They were scheduled to spend last night at the Fry Hotel in Seattle and leave this morning for Wenatchee, where they will play tomorrow afternoon with the high school of that city. Coach Rocky addressed the junior high school assembly yesterday briefly relative to the contest and the rally that was expected to follow at the station. School was delayed half an hour to permit the students to give the send-off. In the city and county news, decorations for the big Armistice Day ball to be given in Aberdeen Armory Saturday night by the Aberdeen Post of the American Legion were completed Wednesday night. Flags, emblems, and a plentitude of streamers have made the hall gay for the occasion. An 8-piece orchestra has been secured. The basketball season for Aberdeen will be open Friday night in Liberty Auditorium with a game between the Grace Harbor Business College team and the Cosmopolis All-Stars. Lawrence Hubble of Hoquiam is captain of the college team, and Stanton Gillespie, former high school player here, is also a member. The Post Office Orchestra of Aberdeen is planning a benefit concert program for the Salvation Army to be given in the Swedish Tabernacle, Aberdeen, at 8 p.m. Saturday night. Reverend F.F.W. Green of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church will act as chairman. There will be orchestra, solo, and chorus numbers. The Jungle Jazz Band Management has extended an invitation to the football teams of Hoquiam and Aberdeen to be the guests of honor at an affair to be given Thanksgiving evening in Moose Hall, Aberdeen, following the annual game at Electric Park. Coach W.M. Rocky was given the invitation yesterday as the team was about to leave for Wenatchee. Fire, which burned the cab of a Milwaukee engine in the local yards, entailing a loss of $700, was the most disastrous blaze recorded by the Hoquiam Fire Department during the month of October. 11 calls were answered. W.J. Carty was booked at police headquarters yesterday afternoon by motorcycle officer Coates for driving at the rate of 32 miles an hour on Perry Avenue. Paul Anderson paid a fine of $10 in police court yesterday for speeding. And finally, T.M. Quinn shot 3 ducks yesterday morning on a pass not far from the city. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 10, 1922. History lovers, we hope you'll join us this Saturday, November 12th, when the Polson hosts author Brian Johnston, who will present a program detailing his research in writing the new book Into the Woods, which dives into the 1935 George Weyerhaeuser kidnapping. This infamous story has a Grace Harbor connection, which Johnston will highlight at his talk and book signing, which starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.